sports history. Once again, hi Sarah.
Hello.
And what have you got for us this week?
Well, 150 years ago, we were talking about municipal elections. So the article reads, the period of the year having again come round for appointing the municipal body of the town, it is to be hoped that a larger amount of public spirit will be exhibited this year than in 1869, when it was found difficult to procure representatives for the several wards and the word election proved a superfluity in the Corporation Act. Mr. Clement, after filling the office of mayor for the past 2 years, retires, and Mr. T.O. Jones, who occupied that post for the latter half of 1867, has been invited by a numerously signed requisition to fill the vacant seat. Okay, so we're talking about elections 150 years ago.
Gawler was had three different electorates.
Oh, wow.
It was actually like three different municipalities back then. So over the bridge, Williston was part of Manapower South.
Okay.
And I think Evanston was a separate council area too.
There you go.
So there were actually merged three different municipal areas.
Mm.
But the Manapower South covered a big area and a lot of that went into different council.
Okay.
Parts. And so I think all the records are up in Kapunda from that area. But they used to meet in Williston just over the bridge. Near, I think it's where the vets around that area.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There were the council offices.
Oh, fantastic. So, there you go.
Yes, but I'm amazed that there was so little interest because it seemed that people were very interested in local events then. So
yeah, well, I guess like even to this day it is a bit tricky getting people interested in local government elections and actually voting in them.
Yes.
But they're pretty quick to, you know, have an opinion when they don't like a project.
Yes.
So just goes to show how important it is to pay attention to your local government.
It is very, yes. And 100 years ago, I see the Bunyip's reporting on a Nuyupta fruit crop.
Yes, so the article says, the prospects of the coming fruit crop around Nuyupta are somewhat disappointing as a whole, writes Mr. A.B. Robin in the Angaston Leader. Oh, there you go. In most orchards, apricots are showing a good crop, and with ordinary climatic conditions, the sample should be fully up to standard. During a spell of tropical weather, scab made its appearance in patches, principally on the heavier and badly drained soils, but have been kept in check by means of spraying.
That's interesting because I heard someone saying the other day that the farmers all complaining that the air's too damp, it's too humid.
Well, we have had a very wet spring, haven't
spring.
We?
Yes,
yes. Interesting. Yeah. So I wonder if they're having these similar problems with the scabs.
It could be. It's probably got a different name now.
Yeah, scab doesn't sound very nice.
No. Several of the things I read about in the old papers that farmers are talking about, and I was like, okay, we don't rust. They talk about rust.
Ah,
I
rust
don't know
on
if rust
the fruit.
Is still a
yeah.
problem.
I know you got rot with the vineyards.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And so it was happening 50 years ago.
So 50 years ago, we published a story with the headline, Development Scheme Alternative. So the proposed scheme to knock down much of Murray Street, which I think we spoke about
last week,
and redevelop the heart of Gawler into a huge modern business complex has been dropped. So there we go, it didn't go ahead. As an alternative, work has now started on a scheme aimed at utilising existing facilities and retaining the unique character of the town.
Excellent.
Yeah, so 50 years ago, I wonder if that started to talk about maybe like upgrading the Gawler Institute and the Civic Centre into what it was today.
I think that's probably more recent, but I mean, it's a relief that they did make that decision. Actually, I did try to follow up on that story when we discussed it, but because Trove Bunyip doesn't go that far back on Trove,
I wasn't able to
find out more about it. So it's good that this story's come up now. So.
Yeah, so there we go. It didn't go ahead.
Mm. Thankfully.
Yeah.
I think it would have been horrible if it had. Mm-hmm. And I saw the 25 years ago one about the Christmas party.
Yes, so 25 years ago we featured a story on a light show. Gawler's biggest Christmas party is set to razzle, dazzle and astound. And the article reads, with more than 4 hours of non-stop entertainment, organisers of the Gawler Christmas tree lighting show promise this year will be the best and by far the biggest. Up to 20,000 people were expected to attend the lighting, which has continued to grow in popularity since it was revived in 1993, with the added touch of a carnival atmosphere. So is this something that Gawler still does with a Christmas tree?
No, so we had over, you know where the road rose garden is by Foodland, on the corner of Foodland.
Yes.
There used to be a pine tree there. It was the biggest Christmas tree in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh, wow.
And every year that would be lit up. And this was the year we arrived. I'm not sure if it would have been that year we would have gone to see the light up. Probably not. It was probably the following year. And it was magnificent. But then the tree died, which is heartbreaking. And so that was an end. And for years they did a street party on the main street, and then they stopped doing that. So
I guess Taylor and Forgy do put up their big tree up here in the square now. So at least locals have something to look at when they drive past.
Yes.
It would be nice to have a lighting ceremony up and running again.
It was really a wonderful night.
Kind of like to kick off the season.
Yes, yes. We certainly went once or twice.
Oh, lovely.
So I don't know if we went 25 years ago, but 24 years ago we definitely were there.
I'm sure the Gawler History site website would have some photos of the Christmas tree.
Yes, I must check that. So what was happening 10 years ago in Gawler?
So 10 years ago, the Bunyip reported on services expanding to the Gawler area. So rising domestic violence cases have led to the expansion of one specialised service in the region, including new emergency housing and extra staff. The Northern Domestic Violence Service won the contract for 9 dedicated emergency units, a first for the Gawler region, which will accommodate between 100 to 120 women per year. The latest data from the NDVS, which covers the Playford, Gawler, Light, Malala and Barossa Council areas, shows that domestic violence cases have increased for the third consecutive year. So it's interesting that we're talking about domestic violence, because I actually met with the local network this morning to start kicking off the campaign for the 16 days of activism that's coming up at the end of November. Yes. So talking about domestic violence cases increasing, unfortunately, from what we're seeing in the media is that the virus, the pandemic, has seen a spike in DV cases. So I think it's really important to still be talking about this topic. It is a real issue in our area. And yeah, just to get a bit more awareness out there about DV.
It's not a problem that's, I think, ever going to go away entirely, but at least raising awareness helps.
Yeah, keep the conversation going.
Definitely, definitely. And yes, COVID, because it's restrained people in their houses and
isolating.
Stress.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely isolated. Yes, alrighty. Well, that's all we have for you for this week.
It's an interesting mix of stories.
Yes,
this week.
A good one. Good one, Brendan.
Yes, well, you chose well. Thank you very much, Sarah. And
thank
I'll
you,
see you next week.
See ya.
Bye. For old life's love.